Unless you want to see fireworks in the church. Every Sunday is a special day when we gather as God's people. And as we celebrate the blessings of God, and you've heard testimony today of that, what the body of Christ does for each of us. If you're visiting with us this morning, we want to welcome you. And please know that this morning's a little different than what usually happens on a Sunday. Because this morning we have the wonderful opportunity of baptism. The time of baptism is often repeated in the life of this church. And we always rejoice together through this wonderful symbolism of this morning. But today is also Father's Day. Another special focus of our morning is to recognize our fathers. The spiritual leadership of the father leaves a heritage beyond their lifetime. So we want to recognize you this morning, fathers, for what you have done and are doing in our lives. And after the service, we have make sure you get your treat, because we have a little treat for you. We have a booklet for you entitled 31 Days with God for Fathers. So you dads, you want to make sure you grab that, because they're going to go fast, so make sure you get one. And that's yours to keep. You don't have to return it to the library or something. So this morning is particularly special for all of us. And so we assemble in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come to these waters with the words of Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. I'll be reading from the Message Bible these words. So what do we do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and left there for good? That is what happened in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace. A new life in a new land. That's what baptism into the life of Jesus Christ means. When we're lowered into the water, it is like the burial of Jesus. When we're raised up out of the water, it is like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised into a light-filled world by our Father so that we can see where we're going in our new grace sovereign country. If we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end. Never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him, but alive, he brings God down to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus Christ did. May God add his blessing to his word. Oh, how many of you are excited this morning? You just want me to keep going, don't you? And I'm going to stall and stall and stall. No. You're about to hear two individuals proclaim their love for God and how Jesus Christ has shaped their life. This is an ordinance of the New Testament, as we've already read. It's ordained by Jesus himself, a visible sign of fellowship with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. So during this celebration, please, please place your attention on God and give him the glory that he deserves, because he is the life-changing God forever and ever. Amen? I'm going to get something out of you guys today. It's great. If you note here, there's a candle that's been lit. That has been lit from the beginning of this service. And that reminds us that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the light of the world, is with us always. From the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment that we fall asleep. And as we sleep through the night and as we wake up in the morning, Jesus Christ is always the light of the world. He always will be. That will never change. But this candle also is a reminder that it is with his permission that we walk through this time of baptism. For I don't feel worthy to be standing in these waters, but I am proclaimed worthy by him. So are you. Amen? After you see the person arise out of the water, an individual who's been of spiritual help in their journey of faith will come and light a candle to indicate the movement from darkness into light for the candidate, Christ being that light. Symbolically, we are saying a new light for Christ has begun. And when the candidate rises out of the water, we'll sing a verse of their favorite song. And so we would ask that you would look at the screen and that you would sing enthusiastically as we join the voices of the angels in heaven. What a special time of celebration for us as a church to gather on this Father's Day to glorify God, our Heavenly Father, through these waters. Let us come with reverence. Let us sincerely worship God during this experience. And let us rejoice along with the heavens as two people, Roger and Joyce Pawlowski, follow Christ's example through these baptismal waters. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how wonderful to worship you on this Father's Day. Truly, we recognize you as Lord of this church, and only you can provide the protection that we require as we celebrate the example set by your Son, Jesus Christ. We also recognize that the devil easily angers over such celebration of commitment. And so we give you praise and thanks for Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, who is buried, and who rose again victoriously. We come to proclaim that we are your children, God, and we ask for your protection. We pray for Roger and Joyce. Lord, keep them steadfast in their faith, abounding in love. Bestow upon them your wonderful blessing, and gift them for what they require, even for today, Lord, give them your peace. Again, Lord Jesus, we require your protection as we glorify you through these waters. May you truly be glorified through the victory and the glory of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Kind of chilly in here. Now, Roger, you've already shared your faith with persons of this body of believers, and on that basis, we're prepared to proceed with your baptism. However, so that your faith and integrity of purpose may appear to all, would you share briefly with this congregation your experience of Jesus Christ?
Hi, my name is Roger Pawlowski, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about my spiritual journey with God. Growing up, I knew there was God because on Sunday, all the kids in the neighborhood would get dressed up and go off to church, but our family didn't. But I do remember one time, I was 12 years old and we went to a church camp. And we spent a couple of weeks there, and one of the counselors came up and asked if I wanted to give my heart over to Jesus, and I did. And I still remember that moment to this day. Mm-hmm. It was about 8 years ago, though, through the program of AA, that I surrendered my life to God. I had an addiction to alcohol. I had the disease of alcoholism. I could not stop on my own. I thought I could stop drinking. I could not. I always knew there was God, but I never had a personal relationship with him. The only time I asked for help was when I got myself into trouble. I thought God had abandoned me. When I asked God for help, he was there. God did for me what I could not do for myself. He removed my desire of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When I look back today, I see it was me who abandoned God. God was with me and protected me through those years. I know a new peace in life. Now for the good stuff, last 8 years. It is much easier and nicer to have God walk with me in life. He was always there. I have had many God moments in 8 years. I'm getting to know my family. I'm getting to know my children. I'm able to help others. I'm able to love and to love others. There are challenges today. Everything isn't easy, but I do believe that God will not give me anything I cannot handle. Mm-hmm. It's not always about me. I have a pilot to guide me. I am flying first class with God.
Amen.
Coming to First Baptist has only strengthened my belief in God. When I come to the church, it's alive, the music, the young people, and how the people made me feel wanted. And oh yeah, the pastor.
Yeah.
I can relate to his messages. Thank you.
Roger, I have to give you this verse from God's Word as an encouragement in your life. For He is the living God and He endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. And you know that. You've experienced that. Roger, upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyce, we're cooking today. Oh, I'm sorry. She teaches commercial cooking. That was a side joke. Joyce, go ahead and share with this congregation your faith and your spiritual journey, where God has taken you from and where God is continuing to take you. Please share with them.
My journey in faith started when I was a child. My mom took us to church. I sang in the choir, was part of the Christmas pageant, and attended Sunday school. I learned how to read from the lines in the hymns. I am baptized and confirmed in the Anglican Church. My perception of God was this: church God lived in the church. If you were good and followed the rules, He would help you. I knew God only helped good people, and I knew that I was not good enough, because I begged God to stop me from being abused. The abuse continued. Therefore, I was not good enough for God. When I moved away from home, I quit going to church. I started and stopped many different churches many different times. Why? I had a variety of emotions about church. I wondered why God made me, because life was so hard. I believed that I deserved to be abused because I was bad. I was afraid that God would and should send me straight to hell. I was a wounded child who grew up to be a wounded adult. During the years that followed, I tried my best, but God was not part of that equation. I thought that I was on my own. This is when God led me to Al-Anon. He knew I needed a God of my own understanding. I needed to learn of the love of God. 19 years ago, I joined Al-Anon. Alcoholism is a family disease, and this is a support program that helps family and friends. In Al-Anon, I learned of a higher power, and my spiritual journey began. This God was different from the one I thought was in church. There were steps that I could take to help me get my life back on track. I took responsibility only for the wrongs that I had done and asked God's forgiveness. He forgave me. The abuse was not my fault, nor was I a sacrificial lamb. I am good enough. I turned my life over to God. I learned how to love God, how to have a personal relationship with Him. I learned how much God has always loved me. The learning continues. Thank you to Murray and Hertha when you asked us to come to church. I find in this church what I've been looking for. The people are so nice. The music is amazing. The message I hear each week makes me want to do better. I feel like part of this family. God is in this church and also in me. I want to be baptized today to make a public affirmation of my love for God. I'm glad this baptism is my choice. I want my relationship with God to deepen and to continue to give my life to be used as God sees fit.
Joyce, I gave you these soggy words as an encouragement to your life. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands. I ate my Wheaties this morning, so we're going to be okay. Rejoice upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Because I can't preach this example that you've seen. Because you've seen and witnessed the death, the burial, and the resurrection, in a sense, of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the symbolism behind this morning. But what a special day. What an awesome day. How special to rejoice and celebrate together. Yet this will be my first Father's Day not making a phone call to my father, as he just passed away this past April, as many of you know. He was a great dad to me. and I can never remember him raising his hand to me. But I do remember him giving me wise words, even when I didn't care for them as a teen. He was always there when he was needed, even though he worked diligently, sick or not, because he always wanted to provide. He was a great dad. I recognize in such a deeper way this Father's Day, like never before, that our Heavenly Father is just like that. Always there, and especially there when needed. Always wanting to provide, to care, just waiting to, at times, for us to request it. And yet he gives gentle reminders of counsel to stretch, to empower us to grow and to learn. I think of what might be the world's most popular story of all time that Jesus described, the traits of the ideal father in what's called the prodigal son. Many of you know it. I'd encourage you to read those words in Luke 15. Identifying the father as God and the wayward son as each and every one of us. The traits of the father in the story stand out very clearly. A good provider, a generous spirit, deeply concerned, a forgiving and accepting heart, a loving, generous father celebrating the return of his son. And one thing for sure, our Heavenly Father is the source of joy, and I'm certain that he's just as excited today watching his children walk through these waters as we are. What joy springs from heaven as we have honored God, our Heavenly Father, in this way today. Now, I mentioned that a baptismal celebration contains a vast amount of symbolism, and that candle symbolizes with us a desire to share our experience of Jesus Christ with other people. Now, these people baptized here this morning, they had people, Christians, speaking to them. Murray and Hertha, you heard already. Speaking to them, praying for them and demonstrating Christ to them, which brought them to this place today. That's what those candles symbolize. Christians need to be like lights, emitting the light of the world to the world. These candles give to us a picture of commitment because they present to us the reality that our walk with God is such a powerful, life-giving tool that others need to see. There's one candle that still needs to be lit. That candle's for you. Maybe you realize today that need to commit yourself fully to following Christ, and you want to come and walk through these waters of baptism and have someone light your candle who have brought you to this place. Maybe it's just that you need to talk to someone about the true light, the center candle that came into the world so that you, through discipleship, will light a candle up front. Don't deprive this candle from being lit. Rejoice with it. Worship the light that has entered this world and gave us the supreme example. Let your heart burn with the fire of God's love and generosity, and let that fire spread. And for you fathers, this day set aside to honor you for your provision, however modestly, for your family, for your generous nature, you who care deeply for your wife and children, who rejoice when your children learn from their mistakes, and who express their affection freely. May you continue to receive the strength that you need from the relationship that you enjoy with your Heavenly Father as we've observed this Father's Day. That's the only way you can make it. Let us pray that the next great revival will be for more fathers who fill their roles after the example of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. Lord, there has been a lot that has gone on. We've just heard about you and heard about you and how you change lives. And Father, we do not want that to diminish from our hearts today. We want you to be glorified in what we say and what we do. Lord, not just today, but for every day, for every moment of our life. Lord, may we experience peace. And we know that only comes from you. May we experience joy. And we know that you're the author of joy. And so, Father, today we commit ourselves afresh and anew as we celebrate you, our Heavenly Father, on this Father's Day. Again, Father, to you be all glory and honor as your head of this church and Lord of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.